the mindfulness of breathing. Firstly, setting yourself up. Bringing your awareness to the outside world. Noticing whatever sounds there may be in the background. There may be sounds outside of traffic, aircraft overhead, or sounds from other people in the building. Perhaps the sound of doors opening and closing. The sound of a phone or people talking. These are just the background sounds of life. We cannot expect them to be quiet just because we're meditating. But we do not need to chase after the sounds, wondering what they are, nor do we need to try and chase them away. They are simply there. And now, bringing your awareness into your body. Being aware of yourself as a living, breathing human being, sitting here in this space. So first, bringing your awareness to your feet. Feeling the weight of your feet on the floor. Noticing the sensations in your feet, the soles of your feet, the tops of your feet, your toes, your ankles. Just noticing. No need to change anything. No need to ask why. Just noticing whatever sensations are there. Becoming aware of your ankles and your lower legs and any sensations you notice here. Becoming aware of your knees and your upper legs. Just tuning in with the physical sensations of your own body. Becoming aware of the weight of your body, pressing down through your sitting bones into your seat. Bringing your awareness to your spine. Having a sense of sitting upright, alert but relaxed. Your spine rising up, following its own natural curves, but without any sense of straining. Becoming aware of your neck and your head balanced on your neck. If you notice any tension in your shoulders, perhaps inviting it to soften, but without placing any demands on yourself. Becoming aware of the muscles in your face, the muscles around your jaw, your tongue and your lips, the muscles around your cheeks, and the muscles around your eyes. As best you can, allowing all of those muscles to soften. Allowing your eyes to gently close, your forehead smooth, your scalp soft. And now gently guiding your attention once more to your neck and your shoulders. Becoming aware of the sensations in your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms and your wrists. Becoming aware of the sensations of the clothes on your skin and the contact between your arms and your body. Gently guiding your attention into your hands. Becoming aware of the sensations in your fingers and thumbs, the palms of your hands, the backs of your hands. No need to analyze any sensations that you notice in the body. No need to ask why, and no need to change anything. Just noticing whatever it is there as best you can. And now deciding that as best you can, you will remain still. A still body supports a still mind. And now, out of this broad awareness of the sensations of your body, allowing the sensations of your own breath to emerge. The sensations of the air as it goes in your nose and down your throat. The gentle rise and fall of your chest and abdomen. The sensations of the air as it leaves. Observing the gentle sensations of the breath as it breathes itself. We don't need to do anything to the breath. We simply notice all the sensations associated with breathing. The air going in and the air going out. We don't need to do anything to the breath. We just observe. I will ring three bells to mark the beginning, a bell to mark each stage, and three bells to mark the end of the meditation. Stage 1. Adding a silent count at the end of the out-breath. Allowing yourself to be aware of the physical sensations of breathing. The air going in and the air going out. Following your own natural pace. At the end of an out-breath, add a silent count of 1. Breathe in and breathe out, count 1. Breathe in and breathe out, count 2. Breathe in and breathe out, count 3. And so on up to 10. If you get to 10, start again at 1. Not trying to control your breath in any way. No need to try to make it stronger or softer. Just allow your breath to breathe itself. You just observe all the sensations and add a count. As best you can, have most of your attention on the sensations of the breath. And just allow the counting to be in the background as a reminder. Inevitably, your mind will wander. It's what it does. It's perfectly normal. When we notice the wandering mind, there's no need to be upset or annoyed or disappointed. All you have to do is notice that it has wandered, and then to choose to let go of the distraction, no matter how interesting or annoying. choosing to let go, and choosing to come back to the sensations of the breath with gentleness and kindness. And when you do, you can start to count again at one. Stage 2. Adding a silent count before the in-breath. Tuning in once more with the physical sensations of your own breath. The air going in and the air going out. Just before an in-breath, add a silent count of 1. Breathe in and breathe out. Just before the next in-breath, count 2. Breathe in and breathe out. And just before the next in-breath, count 3. And so on up to 10. If you get to 10, start again at 1. Allowing your breath to follow its own natural pace. Not forcing anything, not manipulating anything. Simply noticing and adding a count. The count is just to remind you of the wandering mind. As best you can, keeping your attention on the sensations of your own breath, and allowing the count to be in the background, simply as a guide and a reminder to notice when the mind wanders. Stage 3, no counting. First, checking in with your posture, making sure that you're still sitting upright. Checking in with any tension that may have built up in your body, and as best you can, softening around it. And now, we continue to meditate, bringing your attention to all the sensations of the breath as you experience them in the body, but this time without adding any count. We continue to notice when the mind wanders, and we choose to let go of the distraction, choosing to come back with gentleness and kindness, first to the body and its sensations, and then back to the breath and its sensations. The mind wanders. It does so quite naturally, so there is no point in feeling disappointed or thinking that you have failed. All you have to do is notice when the mind has wandered, and then choose to come back to the body and then to the sensations of the breath, with kindness and with a gentle determination to continue to pay attention to the sensations of the breath. This is the key to a successful meditation practice, a kindly and gentle awareness. Each time we notice that the mind has wandered is a moment of success, not a moment of failure. We have actually done what we set out to do, to notice precisely what our mind is doing. Stage 4. The point of first contact. Bringing your awareness to just one part of the sensations of breathing. The place where you first notice contact between the breath and the body. Perhaps at the edge of the nostrils or the upper lip. Up to this, we have paid attention to all the sensations of the breath in the body. Now we choose to pay attention to just one point of the set of sensations. We continue to return our attention again and again to this one point of contact, doing so with a gentle and kindly awareness. Gently letting go of any expectations of how it should be or how it ought to be. How it should feel, or how it ought to seem. As best you can, just being with your experience as it is. And now, letting go of making effort into practice and allowing your mind to relax, just sitting. And now, we can begin to bring the practice to a close. Perhaps, taking some deeper breaths, reintroduce movement slowly.